So I don't really know all about that stuff. That's to just kind of explain a 25 years of trying anything. Yeah, there is a great deal of music floating around on the internet. It's not like it used to be where you listened to the radio and you got influenced by something and that was the music you did. Nowadays, everybody has everything in their music collection, and so you get kind of scattered. But I recently have gone solo after being in bands for 20 years, 25 years, and it gets filtered down. You can just think of it as plain old singer-songwriter music with the folk edge. And I appreciate you sticking around listening to it. Start off getting warmed up with a song called Hours Go By, which is, I'm from Eugene, but I fell in love with my wife up here. So I wrote this song. It's about this very place. Shouldn't spend so much time with you, 'cause I couldn't think of anything better to do. Walking around Seattle, I forgot all about my battles. Hours go by. There's traffic and it's raining, and I must be late for something. Under the Space Needle, we're singing a song by the Beatles. Hours go by. That would be the song by the Beatles right there. Hey, I got a parking ticket down on Pike Place Market, watching those guys throw their fish around in their rain jackets with the seagulls watching for a morsel to hit the ground. Hit the ground. 6 hours slipped away. Now it looks like we wasted the entire day. But what a great record store. Now this is what my mind is for, and I'll just watch it disappear. But look what I got here. The one and only Billy Shear. That's right. I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man. La da 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 da. Thank you.
So let me see if I can do a song that I actually just finished on the drive up here. It's brand new. I'm kind of excited about it, and so maybe it would be a good time for me to play it. It's
got a lot of chords in it. I'm likely to mess up one or two, but it's people are generally forgiving. This is a song, I'd like to say that this is maybe the only song of its kind, but that's not true. David Lindley wrote one, and when I say of its kind, what I mean is a song that name drops women associated with Nazi Germany. But David Lindley's song is kind of weird. It's called He Would Have Loved You More Than Eva Braun. I'm a huge fan of David Lindley, but I kind of think that's a dubious way to tell a woman you love her. You know, you're so special that Hitler would have taken you as his mistress. So I believe that this is a better song of its kind. It's called Leni Riefenstahl, who, if y'all know about film, she's the nasty but brilliant filmmaker from Germany of those times. And she's quite a bizarre figure because people want to watch her movies and talk about how great her technique is. But of course, the context is about as bad as it could get. The song's not really about her, but check it out. See what you think. Give me some feedback. Maybe this won't end up on the next album. Eva Braun, Leni Riefenstahl, you've seen one, you've seen them all. Beauty loves her beast, and she's always willing. Some girls can't help it, they love the villain. I went out with my friend John. He chose the redhead, I took the blonde, and I brought roses, he brought his gun. Now he's got two young lovely women, and I got none. Eva Braun, Leni Riefenstahl, you've seen one, you've seen them all. Sweet Sue got married to the boy who held her hand. That's when she first laid eyes on his best man. And we could see the heat coming off her veil as she stepped out on the dance floor with the alpha male, Eva Braun, Leni Riefenstahl. You've seen one, you've seen them all. Beauty loves her beast, and she knows how to turn him on. Leni Riefenstahl, Eva Braun. I wish I was wild, I wish I was wicked, I wish I was dangerous. I wish I had a gleam in my eye that said I was up to no good. In my next life I'm gonna be bad, 'cause I go crazy thinking about all the fun I could have had. And that's all I got to say about that, Eva Braun, Leni Riefenstahl. You've seen one, you've seen them all. Beauty loves her beast, and she's always willing. Some girls can't help it, they love the villain, they love the villain. Thanks. So I don't know about that one yet, still working on it, but I think I'm going to use that whole theme there to sort of segue into a song written by a friend of mine named Mark Allen about the civil rights movement. This is a thing called Don't Pass Montgomery By. Mark Allen is a colleague of mine from Eugene, Oregon. And I think the world of this song, and I was about to drop it from my repertoire because I've been playing it for so many years. The other day I was playing a bar gig, and I was sitting there, and I was going to play this song, And I was about to start it, and in walks these seven skinheads. And I'm talking about real skinheads. They had swastikas tattooed and patched on their clothes, SS, lightning bolts, the whole deal, the Third Reich Eagle. And you know, I looked at my set list, and there I was about to play this song. And the lyrics of this song, they're taken right out of a Martin Luther King speech. So you can't miss them, what they're about. And I have to admit, I was kind of scared because when you're a traveling singer-songwriter, you sometimes play a lot of gigs where there aren't very many people in the bar. So it was literally a situation where the skinheads in the place outnumbered the staff, the musician, and the other patrons. There were about 11 people there, seven of them skinheads. And I just kind of thought, you know, I've been playing this song to a bunch of liberals in the Northwest for 20 years. I've never actually played it to someone who, like, might disagree with the message. Maybe I ought to go ahead and play it. So I did. It was quite harrowing. They just got up and left in the middle of the song, which probably is a good, better than what could have happened. It's called Don't Pass Montgomery By. Way back around 1955, way down around Montgomery Town, they walk another mile around the bloody their souls and to sit in the back of his ride. Proud people, they're out walking home for supper tonight. They're singing, don't pass Montgomery by. Don't pass Montgomery by. White sheets, plain lies buried in your daddy's backyard. Shame, shame, as everybody lost their minds. They got a word for a black man. They got a word for a brown man. They got a word for a white man who don't like the way they see this world. Singing, don't pass Montgomery by. Yeah, don't you pass Montgomery by. Open up your eyes, see the ugly face of hate, 'cause they only want to hide from the ignorance of fear. From the ignorance of fear. Don't pass Montgomery by. Don't pass Montgomery by. Right here, right now, Y2K plus 10. Right here in your precious backyard. I tell you, I'll walk another mile, rather bloody my soul than sit in silent witness again. I ain't gonna pass Montgomery by. They got a word for a black man. They got a word for a brown man. They got a word for a woman who says she don't need a man around at all. Don't pass Montgomery by. Don't pass Montgomery by. Open up your eyes and see the ugly face of hate. They only want to hide from the ignorance of their fear. The ignorance and fear. Race crimes, hate crimes. It's still raining hard again in your precious backyard again. 'Cause they got a word for a brown man from the Middle East. They got a word for a black man make it to president. They got a word for a woman on the Supreme Court. And you know they still do. Yes, you know that they still do. Don't pass Montgomery by. Open up your eyes, see the ugly face of hate. The only one to hide from the ignorance of fear. Almost tripped over my guitar stand, so I'm a little bit warmed up. Play something a little different now.
Play something way different. I was talking about all the Northwest liberals I get to play for. Really pleasant audiences that, you know, they get the message. But here's a song I'd like to do about a gig I did in Burns, Oregon. Went a little differently.
Burns, Oregon, I say. It's called Honky Tonk Romans. I'm never gonna play this town again. The local population doesn't understand. It's like going to a different land. They got hearts made of leather and their minds made up. They take their words with their drinks straight up. One slip of the tongue, now I'm laid up. John Barrett told me to keep things light. Yes, he did. In retrospect, he was right. But I don't ever change my act for no one. And in a sea of patriotic homicidal tattoos, those were my first clues. It was that too much booze. They descended on me like an army of honky-tonk Romans. I came here by invite to offer some insight. And all they wanted to do was dance. Cowboy boots, cowboy hats, American roots, yeah, I expected that. But nobody was looking up at where I sat and played my guitar. Oh, I was singing just like a bird, but nobody heard my beautiful words. I never looked and sounded so absurd. Somebody chalking his cue in the back of the bar, he looked alarmed. I must have taken things too far, 'cause everything after that is just a blur of violence. We don't like the way you talk. We're gonna toss your ass through the jukebox, 'cause all we wanna do Friday night is blow off steam. So please don't you make fun of our American dream. Well, I've entertained kids of every age, ain't never been thrown off of any stage. I always leave them screaming and clapping for more. But these folks can be forgiven, 'cause they work hard for a living, and they paid me the guarantee plus half of the door.
Talking too much and running out of time.
So I better get to the good songs. Change the tuning here. Open D.
Actually, it won't be open D just yet. We'll
do Dadgad first. And then we'll for the last couple songs, I'll lower the G string. A song about a house I used to live in Eugene. It's called Yellow House, and it's the title cut of my latest album. Sort of a mellow, folky kind of thing. Yellow House. She bumps her head coming out of the hall. All my neighbors think she's fine. They tell me about it all of the time. They say, how could an awkward guy like you end up with a girl so beautiful? It's nice of you to wish me luck here. But I'm just trying to wash my truck here. Our living room has hardwood floors, cracks in the ceilings, creaky doors. It's kinda hard to get settled down with a 6-foot woman clomping around. A homeless man sleeps on a porch when the weather gets cold in early March. It's the least that we can give, 'cause there's lots of them where we live. Around the corner from the university, there's so much noise from the fraternities. There's so much noise. There's so much noise. Our landlord is a mysterious man. He wrote his name on a coffee can, nailed to a board under the deck. That's where we put the rent check. Now some of the creeps from the rich boy frat broke into our house and stole our cat. So I did some detective work. The cat was okay, but I found those jerks. And it felt good to beat up on a frat boy. They were impressed, and they called me Crazy Cat Boy. You Crazy Cat Boy. You Crazy Cat Boy. My first name is Jonathan. I'll never run in a marathon, and I'll never be on a talk show.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to do a song. This is kind of a platonic love song to a friend of mine, a woman who is a painter, and she had quite a breakthrough. Both creatively and commercially at the same time. She got married and had a child kind of all in the same season, and I just felt that that was a wonderful thing, so I wrote this song to her. It's called Little Bird. Thank you.
Do you see? Do you see? All the things you've ever dreamed could be. Here and now, everything in reach. Framed in this light, you look just like a saint. Whatever made you so brave? Do you see? Do you see? Think of all the fruit you gave up on the vine, and all the hiding faces that you left behind. Your eyes look clearer now that you've arrived. It was surely worth it just to come alive. Come alive, so fly, little bird. It's your sky, it's your world, little bird. Think of all the things you've ever dreamed could be. They're here and now, everything in reach. You felt the strain when you kept it underground. The light becomes you now, becomes you now. So fly, little bird. It's your sky, it's your world, little bird. Fly, fly, oh fly, fly, little bird, yeah, fly. Do you see? Do you see? Do you see?
Thank you for listening. My name is John Scheib. Appreciate it.